July 1st, Canada Day. And the interesting question, of course, is what does it mean for somebody like me who isn't really Canadian, but who just lives here? And I guess the most imminent observation every year has been the little fact that it is one of only 2 days a year where most Tim Hortons are closed. The other one obviously being December 25th, which is Christmas Day. Other than that, that's more or less the direct impact. I guess as an inside-outsider, the other observation at that stage is that it's the one day where the Canadian flag is really being flown everywhere. I guess the one day where the average Canadian really does become patriotic, considering that a lot of them don't even know a lot about their own country, be it how everything works or the history. It's actually rather sad, I guess. There's a lot about World War I, which was the defining moment of Canada by a lot of, well, public opinion, I guess. It's probably the way to try to be more American instead of trying to be more Canadian, so to speak. There's this strange separation happening between the idea that Canada's a country of peacekeepers, while at the same time the glorious moments in Canadian history always seem to be harking around World War I and World War II, where Canada came into its being, where it defined itself. So, on this July 1st, though, there is peace here in Vancouver. The waves are crashing behind me. And a lot of people are out on the trails at around 11 in the morning, waving little Canadian flags, celebrating. Well, I guess for the majority of people, it's probably going to be a very simple thing. It is a day off. For me, this year has sort of an interesting side effect, mainly that I received my confirmation that my landing papers are ready to be issued. And yesterday I sent off my passport to get all of that done, and I guess now I'm properly Canadianized after 9.5 years. But still, these kinds of holidays are still a bit strange to me. But Germany seems to have changed too, what I've heard, since 2006, where flying the flag is no longer really a negative thing. So we'll see. There will be another year, another Canada Day, and maybe people are learning more about their country, where they're in. Not only the ones that are newly coming here and have to take a citizenship test, but maybe the people who were born here and take a lot of these things for granted. Time will tell. For now, Muggy Vancouver is celebrating, and heck, why not join in? Happy Canada Day, Canada!